look at, you either get refreshed or refleshed, one or the other. You got to sow. Without sowing, there's no reaping. You sow in the spirit, you reap life and joy. It's a terrible thing to be a miserable Christian. Don't tell nobody you're a Christian. Stay home, get in your closet so you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then you go out and tell people. Because the fruits of the Spirit should be peace, joy, and righteousness. Amen. Praise God. You know, time is short. They're short. I mean, time is short. You know, you may think 10 years is a long time. It's not. It's a short time. if it's even there. Praise God. And there's so many things that's going on. There's so much information. There's so much gathering of things. And you know, one of the things that's happening right now is we're in that big transition. And it's a transition between compromise, complacency, laziness, regret, all of these things that hold people from moving forward. There's a transition of letting go of the old into the new. There's a transition of the old guard to the new guard. Amen. We know that God's in control, and he's been playing this eternal chess game for a long time. And we're in it. But he has control. But he waits for, remember, he gave the world to the humanity. He gave the world to man. And they blew it. We blew it. Now we're the recovery team. And things are about to be restored big time. Very big time. And one of the things that's happening right now is there's multiple battles. You know, we see the war in Iran and so forth, you know, and it's over oil. People don't realize that when you go through the deep arena, yes, there's a regime of corruption and destruction. But right now what's happening is God is dismantling the deep, deep evil, anti-Christ, anti-Trump regimes that have been controlling the world since the fall of Adam. Amen? And he's dismantling them financially. We're right now in a financial war. He's got to dismantle them financially so they've got to rely. This may sound crude, but he's causing them to rely on the United States for provision. Because he's got a servant in office that he can trust. Doesn't mean he's perfect. But look at what he's done in this last short time. He's done more than all the presidents put together. And I'm not saying he's done that. It's not all the things that he's done, but he's done things of righteousness. Rescuing children. Exposing the wicked. Establishing organizations like DOGE and the ICE that are exposing all wickedness and fraud. This is not only in this country. This is globally. This is a global takedown right now. And you've got the Babylonian Empire, the regime, that's been running this world for a long time, all the way from Nimrod, all offsprings of Satan, his offsprings, all the Nephilim race, the Nephilims, the giants, the demons, principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, that we have been battling and fighting, but Jesus came with a fresh new vision for humanity. He brought the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty to humanity. It's called the anointing through the Holy Spirit. And everything's changing now because the gates of hell cannot prevail against the Holy Spirit. So we are in a place and position right now where there are many people being saved. The kingdom of God is expanding, and the takedown is expanding of the enemy. But we don't want to be caught up in an area where we get caught in compromising. You know, the fence is owned by the devil. You can't be on the fence. You can be one way or the other. You're either with him or without him, one or the other. It doesn't mean we're perfect. We're still flawed. We still make mistakes. We still sin. We still do things we regret. Hallelujah. Welcome to the earth. But that's just the way it is. Time's running out, and we've got a job to do. And we don't want to be distracted. We want to be trained up, reined up, filled up, and sent out. This is not about seat warming. Amen. This is about being a witness out there, no matter where we go. Everybody here has a ministry. You don't have to stand behind a pulpit to be a minister. You're already ministers. Wherever you go, you minister. You don't even have to say a word, and you can minister. I'll never forget being at a meeting one morning, and there was this. I was at this meeting, and it was a 12-step program meeting. And, man, I wanted to stand up and talk about Jesus and everything. And the Lord said no. And there was a guy talking and this and that. And whatever. I said, Lord, he needs to know you. He said, sit down. Don't you say a word. And when he told me that, I saw the Holy Spirit leave me, walk around, and talk to this man. And then he came back to me. Said, I told you I'll take care of this. I said, okay. The meeting was over. I left. I started driving. And then all of a sudden, I see this guy on the side of the road waving me down. He says, I need to talk to you. I'm thinking, whoa, you did talk to him. See, this is why if you're led by the Spirit, it's going to work to the good. So many times we get in the way of what God's doing because we want to do our way. Even though it might be the right way, but it ain't God's time. See, God's time is God's will. God's not time is not God's will. Amen. Would you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good, I'm telling you, all the time. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Are we in the last days? Is there perilous times? You betcha. You know, the world doesn't know what's going on. And they're being so deceived by the demonic forces that rule the news media. For men will be lovers of what? Themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. Don't hang with them. It's that simple. Love of money. The love of money. Well, see, money is associated with oil, gold, silver, property, anything that's tangible. Amen? To people, it brings power and prestige. But it says it's the root of all evil. It's the beginning stages of every kind of evil. Every kind of evil. Money is the foundation of carnality. Money is the foundation of the flesh. The carnal world. That's why the Lord said, don't be lovers of this world. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. In verse 6, I'm sorry, 6:6. Is everybody there? Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be what? Content. But those who desire to be rich fall into what? Temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, you can be wealthy, but be righteous. God wants the wealth of the righteous, to prosper, and he wants the wealth of the wicked to be turned over into the hands of the righteous. Amen? Verse 11, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness committed to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. What happened? Oh, my page didn't turn. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? I'm not. There we go. Okay, went too many pages over. Godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Verse 12. Fight the good faith of faith by laying hold of eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potent, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and everlasting power forever and ever and ever. In other words, we are rich in knowledge. We are rich in knowledge. We hold the keys of binding and loosening, which is the kingdom of God. You know, again, it goes back to the lust of money, the lust of money. You know, you think about this, where it brings people fame, and people sell their souls to be famous because there's money involved. People are bribed. It's amazing how many of these politicians start off with a $200,000 salary a year and are worth $45 billion or million or whatever because they've been paid off. There's so much corruption in all governments, Republican and Democratic. There's corruption everywhere. But this is what God is exposing now. And how do you begin to dismantle it? You take their money away. You must take their money away. So that's why we're all over right now. Iran, I mean, what's going on? It's amazing. There's so many things. And here, God used Trump to bring terrors to turn things around. Not to bring more money, but to equalize things. So that there's going to become free trade. Opportunities for all humanity. You know, I don't know if you know or not, but the Iranian, who was it last night that was spoke? Or the prince? Who? Oh. The exiled crown prince of Iran spoke at the conservative event with all the Republicans and everything yesterday. And he's talking about what's going on. Why? Because he's going to be a part of rebuilding Iran. See, Iran used to be a wonderful place at one time, until it got taken over by religious demons. And then he forced people. How can people force someone to believe in something? And if you don't believe me, I'm going to kill you. How stupid can you be and still breathe? But nobody gets away with it. God sees it all, holds it all, knows it all, and judges all. Amen? So we are watching a dismantlement again of currency. Global currency. everything that was backed by oil is being transitioned. It's still going to be backed by oil. There'll still be currency backed by oil, but there's going to be backed by gold and silver, which is God's money. So everything that will be done in trading and everything will be purchased. They may purchase because oil is needed right now. Oil is needed everywhere. And, you know, I don't know if you know or not, but the United States produces more oil than many of those countries put together. We have more oil than anyone needs. We have enough oil for years. We don't need anybody's oil. The reason why we do oil and sell oil and reserve oil is to make the trading equal as much as possible. We don't need other countries. We don't need Iran's oil, but we'll take it because it's been used wrongfully. See, the money's going to come to the righteous to be used righteously. Well, there'll be places built for people. People will be taken off the streets. There's going to be a great transition coming. It's not doomsday. Don't hang around with anyone that's doomsdayer. It's not about doomsday. We haven't seen the greatest days yet, but we're about to. It doesn't mean there won't be chaos going on. There's going to be things around us. But how do you get things changed without dismantling things? Amen? So that's why there's wars and rumors of wars. There's a lot of things that are going on. But that's okay, because the end result is blessing and prosperity and salvation, deliverance, and healing to humanity all over the world. Amen? Matthew chapter 6. But the wicked's prosperity is going to be dismantled. But they live for power and prosperity because that's their power. Their power is money. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Hallelujah. You know, when I was in the world and in the drug world, there was a saying, first you get the money, then you get the power. In the kingdom, you get the power, then the money comes. Verse 19, what's it say? Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Wow. So you got all these people that are constantly chasing money. We're not to chase money. Money will eventually chase you as long as you get in position. Amen? And you do what you're supposed to do. You live a righteous life. You know, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. We don't lack anything. The Lord's our shepherd. We don't lack. He does far above all we could ever ask or think. Psalm 73, verse 1. You know, he also says, if you're faithful with a little, you'll get more. Psalm 73, verse 1. Everybody there? Let's speak it together. Truly, God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the what? The wicked. It blew him away. He said, I can't believe how much prosperous the wicked are. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride serves as their what? Necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than the heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mind against the heavens, and they set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waters of full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And their knowledge is what? In the Most High. Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocent. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastening every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, I was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one wakes, so the Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved when I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand, and you guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. How awesome. How awesome. Remember, the wicked prosperity is going to come to an end. It's going to be transferred into the hands of the righteous. Jeremiah 12, verse 1. Jeremiah 12, verse 1. Yes, they walk around with a necklace of pride. Isn't that wild? Is everybody there? Anybody there? Okay. Let's speak it together. Jeremiah 12, verse 1. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. You let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? You have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, you know me, and you have seen me, and you have tested my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. For how long will the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither? The beasts and the birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they said, he will not see our final end. How prideful. How very prideful. Prepare the day of slaughter for them. And this is what's happening. In Proverbs 13. Everybody okay? Proverbs 13:21, please. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Thank you. But the wealth of the sinner is what? Stored up for the who? Righteous. Is it stored up for you? Amen. It's coming. Much food in the foul ground of poor. For the lack of justice, there is what? Waste. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. Again. Wealth of the sinner is laid up for for the righteous by the promises of the covenant of God. So what you're seeing globally is the dismantlement of the wicked and their wealth being dismantled. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Glory. Verses 2 and 3. Let's speak it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So in other words, your soul must prosper. In other words, grow, change from carnality into his image and likeness constantly. So we're always exchanging things in our soul. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations. All of these things are constantly being exchanged for the character of Christ. And as you do that, you'll find that as God sees, see, Jesus sees you. Jesus is looking for Jesus in us. Jesus seeks Jesus. And when he sees Jesus in you, he begins to trust you. And the more the character of Jesus is in you, the more he trusts you, and the more he can bless you. The more he can trust you in obedience to do what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter about a mistake. He knows we're all going to make mistakes. But the end result is being more obedient than you are disobedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, happy days. Verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Yes. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, reviling or for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a what? A blessing. For he who loves life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Those who do evil. Listen. We have an inherited blessing from God. That's one of our inheritances. Amen? So right now, again, we are in a financial war. It's a modern-day form of conflict. It uses the financial tools and tapes and taxes, I mean, tariffs, interests, and it consumes people's lives. There's so much credit. You know, the United States is in big debt because of credit. People are in debt because of credit cards. See, the enemy loves to get people in debt. Why? Because then you're working for money instead of the Lord. You're constantly, now you gotta make sure that you're working. God hates debt. We all hate debt. Amen? But it doesn't mean that there are certain things that you can borrow for investment, like a home. You buy a home. That's an investment. You got to live somewhere. You're going to pay rent or own it. That's wisdom. But don't go out and buy a car where your payments are $3,000 a month. That's plumb dumb. This is not a competition of who has more. It's about wisdom. Amen? It's about wisdom. Why? Because you want to make it to the end. You need good health. need to take care of yourself in that area. You need God's guidance in everything. That's why we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Then we're sons and daughters of God. Amen? Oh, happy days. Let's go somewhere. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. Again, this modern day warfare is financial warfare. Everybody there? Praise God. Let's speak it together. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, and having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him, who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We are predestined with an inheritance. And Psalm 1, verse 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. Everybody there? Let's speak it together. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Why? Because they're wicked. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates or focuses day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, or what? Prosper. Wow. You see, bad associations, corrupt associations bring bad what? Impartations. That's why the word tells us don't be unevenly yoked, even in business. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, or the way of the ungodly shall wicked, or the financial of the wicked shall also perish. Amen. Revelation 13, verse 11. Revelation 13, verse 11. Things are changing quickly. Currency will change. Value of money will change. Even in our own country, we'll have a different currency. I'm telling you, by the end of this year, you're going to see a lot of difference in the financial realm. Banks are beginning to close. Some places have closed already where people can't even get their money out. Because what they've done, they have sold lies, certificates of gold and silver that they can't provide now. See, there's only so much silver being made. And Silver is not mined. The mineral to make it is mined. Gold is mined. Because silver must be manufactured. And right now we're going to watch silver, which they keep messing with it because the true value of silver is so much more than what they tell you it is. So it goes up to up and down, up and down. But eventually silver is going to go very high. You can't lose investing in silver and gold. You can't lose. You may watch it go up and down, but eventually it's going to explode. It has to. It has to. Because it's God's money. And as he begins to take more and more over, you're going to find gold and silver. See, these banks and all of these places, that they've sold people what they call silver certificates, where people have bought lots of money, spent a lot of money on these certificates, but they have no tangible silver in their hands. And now the banks can't provide it because everybody's asking for it. China has been buying billions of tons of silver. Many of these banks have been buying tons of silver, knowing what was coming, so they can escape the disaster. But gold and silver will be the number one thing that will be behind everything. Everything will have to be backed by gold and silver through the whole world. Why? Because God's taken over. Amen. And I'm going to close in Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Now we know that this is going to be AI technology. He was granted power to give the beast to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would not worship him, worship of the beast, and be killed. Now, you know they have robots, right? Now they have sex slave robots. I don't know if you know about that, no. Where you just go buy a female robot and it's the sex slave. And it's incredible. These things are they're happening all over. And so these robots are speaking and doing sexual things. They can do that. They can lie to people. They can do everything else, right? So what you're going to see is a lot of artificial intelligence, AI technology, arise more and more and more. And many people are not even going to know that they're speaking to an AI person. It's going to be so advanced in technology, although it'll be demon-possessed. Hello. Verse 16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. His number is 666, which represents man. Amen. Now, it also represents a name called Nero, N-E-R-O, who was from a Roman emperor, who was the first one to attack the Christians. He was one of the first ones that he used to get their bodies and put them on fire for night to bring light to their areas. This guy was a sick puppy. He worked for Caesar for a long time. He was a relative. His name is Nero. And he was killed, destroyed. But again, we have a lot of Neros here. on this earth right now, trying to destroy Christians, beheading them, attacking them, because people don't believe. Look at Islamic and Muslim belief systems is antichrist, and it's demonic. There's no doubt about it. If you dress like goth and whatever it is, think about it. Think about how demonic the Catholic Church was and still is in many areas. I was brought up Catholic. It amazed me at how many people were drunk all the time, and then look at all the perversions caught and all of these priests and so forth. Because of the demonic powers that influence. Come on, these priests dress up like they're Gothic, all in black. When you read the Word of God, it should be purple or blue. But we've been deceived. And then they pray to, it's called necromancing. They pray to the dead. They pray to saints. What about Jesus who paid the price? He's the one that did it all, not a saint. Amen. He did it all. So get ready for the things that are getting ready to happen. Don't be dismayed by the wars. Don't be off course on anything. Things are going to work to the good. Stay focused, stay connected, stay in fellowship, and stay praised up. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We're honored and blessed, Lord, for your word today, and you're preparing us. We are going to watch the wicked be dismantled. And we're going to see the wealth of the wicked come to the hands of your people so that we may do what you called us to do and brought us into this realm at this time for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Prepare your hearts for communion.